Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast. If you're anything like me, you may find yourself snapping, swearing, getting so overwhelmed by even the slightest stressful situation. For me, it's quick anger. It's frantic responses made based off of high emotion. It's letting anxiety completely run the show. And I decided that I am not going to be living my life like this anymore. Today, we're talking about how to mindfully respond rather than emotionally react to our lives. I wanted to say life's challenges, but it's not always the challenges. It's sometimes just like literally straight up the way we live our lives. This is a topic too that I have talked about on the show before, talking about how you need to respond rather than react. And I thought in the past that I was maybe responding because I was giving a response compared to my previous reaction of freezing. Fight, flight, or freeze, I would freeze. And so when I stopped myself from freezing and just gave any answer, even if that answer was frantic, I felt that that was something to be proud of. And it was. I mean, like that was a stage that I definitely had to go through. I had to learn how to speak up rather than freeze up. And I'm grateful and appreciative of that stage, but now it's time to develop it a little bit further and move away from the frantic responses and move towards a more confident and calm demeanor. My affirmation is I'm mindfully respond to my environment rather than react to it. Using the word of environment is a means of saying in all circumstances. It's not just when things are going wrong. Now, is that a lot of the time when we're using it? Yeah, but it's just life. It's just the day-to-day things that happen. How will I respond to my environment rather than react to it? I think it's important to start by talking about why reactivity happens. High emotions and anxiety can trigger you to respond based off of high emotion rather than logic and sound feeling or sound thought for how you would actually like to show up and respond in that situation, how you could respond with clarity rather than anxiety and franticness. Let me give you an example of a frantic response, a frantic interaction that I had recently. And if somebody related or he himself listens to this, by all means, that's fine because it's not about him at all. It's 100% about just simply how I respond. At Christmas, I was sitting at the table with my fiance and my two soon-to-be brother-in-laws, and we were discussing moving back to Chicago, my fiance and I moving back to Chicago, and where we would want to live. And one of those places is in the city. That's where we lived when we lived there originally. We loved it down there. That was our favorite spot that we've lived is downtown Chicago. But we were discussing moving to a different town, a different area of the city for a different experience. So we're discussing this, and his one brother has lived in the city, so we were talking about it with him. And then the younger brother chimes in and says, I think the only reason that you guys would move to the city is because you want to, Sarah, not because Frank wants to. And when he said that, I became frantic. I had the anxiety just flushed into my mind. My brain went haywire. My responses got nuts. And I responded in a way that I didn't want to. I said something along the lines of, no, that's not true. Why would you even say something like that? Frank, is that true? Frank, say something. You know what? I responded with that franticness when if I could go back, and it was shortly after, it's one of those moments that you go, fuck, I wish that wasn't what I said. I immediately wish that I would have done this. Or just stayed silent. No, that's not how my relationship works. We make decisions together based off of what we both want. We don't make decisions based off of what just one person wants. We're honest and open with each other. Something along those lines, you know, something short and simple, even shorter than that probably, like, would be the ideal statement. Like, no, that's not how my relationship works. We make decisions together. Simple. You know what I mean? And that better reflected how I genuinely felt. That better reflected who I want to show up as. That better reflected the true answer to that statement and not the franticness of how I did respond. And now it could be perceived that that could be the case, that like he caught me in a sense, that he was right. And so like, that's why I'm responding that way, because I was clearly triggered by that accusation. And why was I triggered by that accusation? Could be for a number of reasons. It could be due to, you know, being afraid in the past with past boyfriends that like we were too codependent, or that it could be from my dad who never spoke up in his relationship with my mom. And so I'm afraid that maybe my relationship, the same thing is happening, and there's not honesty there. There's a number of things that it's my emotions, it's my triggers, it's my perceptions based off of what I've experienced in my life. And it has nothing to do with my brother-in-law, but and just that I was triggered by that statement. If I had not been, like, if I have no ties to that, if I wasn't worried about that at all, if I wasn't, not that I'm worried about it, but if I had no like attachment to it in any way from past experiences in my life, it wouldn't have mattered. I wouldn't have thought about it ever again. I wouldn't have probably had that. Well, I wouldn't have had that frantic response. I would have just responded normally. But because we have all of these high emotions tied to some things, it causes this high emotion reaction. So my goal is really to gain more control, because when I think about it, I think, God, I have no control over myself. I have no control over my emotions. I have no control over my responses. It just spits out of me and I don't even want to say those things. So that's what we're really going to try to hone in on. And I think the importance of this is not just looking better. It's not just about appearing like calm, cool, and collected. It's not just about, you know, the image that you're portraying to other people, the external. Reactivity can impact relationships with other people. Who wants to be around a person that's constantly like frantic and quick to anger? It can impact your mental health. You know, instead of just moving on and feeling good with how I showed up, I'm talking about something from Christmas that was almost a month ago now, and it still is in my brain because I didn't show up the way that I want it to. And it's just your overall well-being. You want to be true to who you are. You want to be authentically yourself. You want to be proud of the person that walks around this earth. And when you are responding based on that instinctual high emotion reaction, more likely than not, you're not showing up in the way that you actually want to show up in the world. That doesn't actually truly genuinely reflect how you think and feel. This episode is going to be a little bit more food for thought because I am absolutely in the beginning stages of this. This is the first week that I've set the intention, I set my affirmation, and then I set some actions to get me on the first steps toward achieving this. So by no means do I have all of the answers of how to master this skill. I hope to one day get on the microphone and explain that to you guys and be able to produce an episode of how to master the skill of response over reactivity. But right now, we are just at the beginning stages. So I want to talk to you guys about how this week played out for me. I started by setting the intention and creating the affirmation. So creating this calm and confident demeanor is so important to me because it's something that I have always had in the back of my mind for as long as I can remember. Calm, cool, collected. I think of it all the time. And something I did consider is like we talked about last week, do I want that or do I just think I want that? Because society often tells women, oh, you need to be cool. You need to be calm. You need to have it all together. And you can't be, you know, crazy and obsessive and freak out about things because then you're nuts, you know? And so I really considered why it was that I wanted this goal. And the truth is because I genuinely think that that is who I am. I am more calm and reserved and quiet. And, you know, I'm physically loud and I talk a lot and all of those things. But at the end of the day, when I'm in social situations, like I don't really want to say much, but I find myself saying things to fill the space. I find myself saying things because you're supposed to be extroverted. That's who people like, is the loud, bubbly, smiley, laughy girl. And I don't know, like it's out of who I authentically am. It's because I don't genuinely feel comfortable enough in my own skin to sit there and be quiet, you know, because I'm worried that people won't receive that well. And because it's not the norm, it was important for me to set this goal because it would help me feel more comfortable in who I am and showing up in the world authentically. Creating the affirmation really helped focus my mindset. Once I put it to paper and I hung it above my work computer, I felt better able to focus on my intention. And every single time this week that it came up, and it came up every single day in one shape or form, I was aware of it. I recognized it. Did I do good? No. I fucked it up every single time, every single time. But I did notice it every single time. I was aware of it every single time. As the quick anger was coming out of my mouth, I was like, no, 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 you're reacting. You're not responding. And that is what I'm going to take as a win because it's week one and I just have to recognize my triggers. I have to recognize what's making me freak out and building this habit of taking a deep breath before I respond and putting it in front of me, like how I had it at my desk, was so necessary. Like that is where I spend most of my time. And my desk is also in my kitchen. So like I'm seeing it all the time. And it really helped to like have it somewhere right there in front of me to remind me over and over and over and over again, mindfully respond, don't react, mindfully respond, don't react. And now the affirmation is just like so slammed into my brain. So I already briefly mentioned two of them, but my next step after creating the intention and the affirmation was creating three action steps that I can do this week in order to begin implementing this. So the first one is pausing before responding in all situations, making the habit to take a deep breath before responding at all. And let me tell you, that is the hardest fucking shit. Like that is straight up habit, especially for me. I am so quick to interrupt people. I'm so quick to talk over people because I feel like if I don't tell you my thought that popped into my head right at that moment, that I'm going to forget the thought and then I'm going to have nothing to contribute to the conversation once you're done talking. And so I really struggle with that. And I realize it now most times, you know, and again, it's not something that I remember to even be aware of every single time, but there's a lot of times that I was able to catch myself not pausing before responding. And it's difficult too, because, you know, people also will just talk and talk and talk and talk if you don't interrupt them sometimes is what it feels like. And so, I don't know, I think it creates more of that, like I said, like that confident demeanor as well. Like it creates this. No, 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 it's a nightmare. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Please notice me opening the door and turning on the light. If you're not on YouTube with us, I just opened my bathroom door, okay? It's going to be important later. Trust me. I'm going to respond to my AirPod falling out of my ear and into my coffee and splashing all over my white comforter and not react. Okay. Look at, see, I'm already calm. Okay. And I know that if this AirPod is broken, that I'm going to be able to handle it and I'm going to be able to buy another one, even though I just got these for Christmas. But you know what? That's life. Stuff happens. Aggravating. But it is what it is. Let's see. Moment of truth. Oh, it's making a weird noise. Okay. But aren't these AirPods waterproof? Does that count for coffee? We're just going to keep moving. And I will handle it when I'm done. Just building that habit of breathing, pausing, even if it's halfway through, you know, maybe what I'm, if I am reacting, like if I am being quick to anger, instead of, I haven't done this yet, but just like being mindful of when I start to do it, maybe even stopping after it's already come out of my mouth. Once I've said, like I told you guys, I'm like, no, get back in my mouth. Like that would be a good moment of like, stop, pause, and then continue with what you're saying. Take a deep breath and continue with what you're saying, even if it's not the before, like it would ideally turn into eventually. Just realize that you open this door and turn this light on, and I've been talking like with that open this whole time. Quick to anger. I just realized that you opened the door to the bathroom and left the light on, and I had originally closed it so that it looked nicer for my recording. So I just, it's okay. Leave it now because now it's, that's okay because I'm not quick to anger. The next thing that I tried to use is grounding tips for anxiety, like stepping away from a quick to anger situation, stepping away when I feel that high anxiety, taking deep breaths, feeling my feet on the ground, knowing that I am where my feet are. I'm not in these other places that maybe I'm going in my head. So using all of my tools in my tool belt to try to ground me and keep me in the moment as well. I can't believe my AirPod fell in my coffee. The other thing I did is journaling about my triggers. I kept a note in my phone to be mindful of the things that caused triggers, like screwing something up would be one example, like the AirPod. Or another example would be being accused of something or feeling like I can't figure something out, or I realized I swear a lot when I'm trying to articulate my seriousness about my feelings for a situation. So just being mindful and noticing and journaling those triggers so that I can find the pattern in it and try to gain control over it. Obviously, I had more challenges than wins because I, you know, wasn't able to hone it in this week, really. This week was a lot about awareness, but like that is the win in itself, is like being more mindful of when I'm doing it. And like for real, like I don't know if it's because I'm literally talking about this with you guys, but like you heard my immediate freak out when I dropped the AirPod. And now, what is with the universe? Like, why does it keep wanting me to practice this? Like, why does this happen? The fact that I literally have a live example to talk about now is so bizarre to me. But when I first dropped the AirPod, you heard me initially freak out. So that's what I would like to not do. But it's a normal human response to go, oh, fuck, I just dropped my electronic in a thing of wet. But I did feel the ability to take a deep breath, and I felt the ability to, like, I felt the calm over me, and I felt the, you know, I like exactly what I talked to you guys about, that I was able to know that I'll be able to handle the situation, whatever comes up. If I have to pay for that mistake, then so be it. Progress isn't perfect. And so at least having that awareness is a really big, great first step. I want to give you guys some insights for starting this journey. So the first one kind of coincides with what I literally just fucking said, is knowing that it's about the progress. It's not about being perfect. It's not about fully taking on this personality and then falling off of that because you're aiming for the perfect outcome. I think before, when I would set a goal like being calm and confident, I would almost like this, like new persona would wash over me and I would try to move differently. I would try to talk differently and say, okay, this is how I'm going to be from now on. But it wouldn't even last even 10 minutes. You know, I would say it wouldn't even last 5 minutes that I, you know, just revert to who I genuinely am. And that's because we're not putting on a jacket. We're not putting on some cover of this person. We're actually trying to integrate it into our habits and who we are in our lives. And noticing is that first big step. You cannot change what you are not aware of. So awareness is huge. When you set an intention and you take off the layer or the pressure of doing it right and being perfect and making this be your new persona starting now, you're able to notice how you show up and notice when you're reacting rather than responding without judgment. You can say, oh shit, there it is. Look, see, I did that. I know that I'm not a piece of shit because I screwed it up. I can see when I do it. So why did that happen? What triggered me to do it? What's happening in my mind? What can I do now? Can I take a deep breath? Can I apologize for my quick anger? What can I do now to kind of repair the situation so that I can try again next time? My next insight would be creating that very clear, very concise intention and affirmation. Actually having it written out and put somewhere where you see it constantly and can be reminded of it. And just having the clarity of what your intention is going to be to focus on as a goal really makes a difference because you see how the universe or God or whatever connects with you brings it into your life and allows you to practice it every single time. You're just aware of it. I'm sure these things happen regardless without the awareness, but now you're aware that it's an opportunity for you to practice your new intention. But it starts with setting that intention so that you can recognize it when it shows up in your life. Choose actions that you can take just this week alone to start to implement this. Not three actions that you should be taking for all eternity, not three actions that are going to be more in alignment with your end outcome, but three intentions, three actions that are small and that you could accomplish this week to begin to get towards your desired outcome. So some things like this might look like taking a deep breath, journaling to open that dialogue with yourself and get to know yourself better, being aware of behaviors that you admire, like when you watch movies or you read books or you see people interact. What things do you find yourself saying, oh, I wish I acted like that? Maybe taking note of your triggers. These are all very small, very doable, very no pressure things that would help you start to get closer to your desired outcome. And all of these things lead to the fourth insight is just being kind to yourself, like making sure that you're doing this because you love yourself and reminding yourself of that. This is not something to change yourself because you hate who you are and you suck and can't figure it out. And this is why I hate you because you can't do it right. But it's a means of saying, I love you so much and I want the rest of the world to see how wonderful you are, to see how you truly think, how you truly feel, how you truly respond, just as I see you, just as I know you to be. And when you lead with love and when you lead with that in your brain, instead of I have to change who I am, I have to fix who I am, I'm broken, it makes it so much more achievable. I've got some things for you guys to take away from this week's episode. If you want to write it in your notes for things that you could do at some point this week, if you want to just think about it now with me right in this moment, if you want to end the episode, pause the episode, come back and listen to these things that you can do when you're ready to do them, whatever works best for you. So the first one, I've got, of course, a cute little journaling prompt for you guys. Where in your life are you the most reactive and what triggers that response? Create an intention. I really recommend to write this down in a journal or on a note on your phone, but create an intention that you would like to accomplish. And then create a simple daily reminder. Create an affirmation and put it somewhere where you're going to see it regularly based off of your intention. Mine is, Again, just for reference, yours can be completely different, but just for reference, mine is I want to cultivate a calm and confident demeanor. And so my affirmation is I mindfully respond to my environment rather than react to it. And then choose your three actions for the week. I'm going to pause before I respond. I'm going to take deep breaths when I feel myself quick to anger, when I feel myself doing X, Y, and Z. I'm going to practice my grounding techniques and walk away from overwhelming situations. I am going to notice and take note of behavior that I admire. I am going to take inventory of what triggers me and why it triggers me. What three actions are you going to do to start working towards your intention outcome? Just 1 week of intentional effort can really start to shift these patterns. And I would love to hear how that starts to happen for you. Send me a message on Instagram, I was going to say, or TikTok, if that's even a fucking thing anymore. Send me a message somewhere. Send me a text message. Send me an email. Send me something. I would love to hear what intention you are setting for yourself and how it's going for you. This journey is just beginning for me. And if you are just in the beginning stages of it as well, you are absolutely 100% not alone. I am here with you as well. Hold me accountable. I'll hold you accountable. Let's stop reacting to our environment and start responding. If you're somebody who's ready to ditch the perfection narrative and embrace real, messy, sustainable self-improvement, make sure to subscribe to Wellish, both on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. If you've been loving episodes like this one, make sure to do your weekly kindness, your weekly charity, and leave a rate and review to help other people find realistic wellness without the pressure to have it all figured out. You guys are incredible. Everything will work out because it always does. And if it hasn't yet, it's not the end. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Hi, a few later today, just here to report that my AirPod does in fact work. Thank God. Crisis averted.